As you will sense from this next item, Dr. Latham has some very strong feelings about children's relationship with TV, or what he calls the one-eyed monster at home.
There are people who believe the world is flat. There are people who believe that tobacco use will not harm the body. And there are people who believe that unlimited television viewing is of no threat to their children's well-being. To believe that the world is flat, or that tobacco use is not harmful to the body, is not one whit less stupid than to believe that unlimited TV viewing is of no threat to children. Unlimited, unsupervised, and uncontrolled TV viewing puts children at risk. Even the television industry has admitted to that. Unlike tobacco that is harmful, even deadly, regardless of how it is consumed and is totally devoid of even the slightest socially redeeming quality, TV is not all bad by any means. In many ways, it is a wonder of wonders, a miracle of miracles. But it must be managed, controlled, and limited. Decades of first-rate research have taught us that. That is a given. There is no argument there. But how to do it is the problem. Managing TV viewing has become a compelling problem because there are so many difficult-to-deal-with related variables. We call those confounding variables. They include the number and location of TV sets in the home, having a responsible adult in the home to do the managing, identifying age-appropriate programming, deciding when enough is enough, and so on. Though what I'm about to suggest won't solve all the problems, it is a great tool when used correctly. It goes like this. First, once a week, give each of your children 12 tokens. These can be slips of tag board with your initials on them to prohibit counterfeiting. Each token can be used to purchase 1/2 hour of TV viewing. Second, eliminate allowances. Third, at the end of the week, redeem all unused tokens for 25 cents to a dollar, depending upon the age of the child, how many children you have, and what you can afford. With our children, 25 years ago, it was 10 cents. With our daughter and son-in-law, who use it today in their home, it's a dollar. Times have changed. They have 2 children on the program. We had 6. Big difference. Next, allow children to earn 1 token for every book they read that is appropriate to their age and reading ability. If used correctly, you will notice, as we did, and as our daughter and son-in-law do, the following wonderful results, to name a few. First, TV viewing will drop like a rock. In fact, it is not at all unusual for it to come to an almost complete stop. Recently, while visiting our daughter and her family, my wife and I were amazed that in the entire week, the TV never went on except when we wanted to watch the evening news. Next, book reading will skyrocket. Our grandchildren are reading several books every day and getting rich, I might add. Next, grades at school will go up. The GPAs of all 6 of our children rose dramatically. Next, sibling rivalry will go down. We were amazed at how much quarreling went on in front of the television. Sit down. Shut up. It's my turn to pick. You know what I mean. Next, healthy, vigorous outside play will increase, and unhealthy eating of junk food will go down. Next, brains that before were put on hold by thoughtless, mindless, vacuous gunk will start functioning again. You will have snatched your family from the jaws of a violent, decadent, black hole of mind-numbing, stupefying, eye-glazing, well, you know what I'm talking about. You can finish that one. As the babysitter, TV is a one-eyed monster with an insatiable appetite for children. Cage it.